Okay, tonight is Monday night, February 11th. This is the Gemara Shir. I'm up to Maseches Moed Katan, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Bet. Okay, Rabotai. We are in the middle of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. And the Gemara had stated about 15 lines from the top. There was a dot right before the word Tana. The Gemara quoted a Braisa, Tana, HaKohen veHa'ovel Mutarin deGiluach. A Kohen and an Ovel are permitted to shave on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara asked, HeChidami. Ovel hoichidami. What exactly is the case of the ovel? So, if you remember, the Gemara said, "Ilei meshachal shmini shelo be'erev haregel." If the eighth day of his avelus came out on erev yom tov, mi bayalei legiluchei be'erev haregel. So then he should have shaved on erev yom tov. Why do you allow him to shave on Chol HaMoed? He had plenty of time on erev yom tov. Ela shechal shmini shelo lios b'shabbos erev haregel. What happened was the eighth day of the Shiva was indeed on Shabbos, which happened to have been erev yontif. Under those circumstances, he could not have shaved on erev yontif because it was Shabbos. So we spent a lot of time last week trying to figure out how in the world can the eighth day be on Shabbos. That means the burial had to be on Shabbos. And that's impossible. So we gave a variety of explanations, not repeating that at all. So the Gemara answers, Ela shechol shmini shelo lios b'Shabbos erev haregel. Ask the Gemara, Yibayale leguche erev Shabbos. He should have shaved on erev Shabbos, even though that would only be the seventh day. Why? The Amarachis, the Amaravina, Barshela, Halacha ke Abba Sha'ul. The Halacha is like Abba Sha'ul, who says that we accept the Halacha of Mitzas Hayoin Kikula. Umodim Chachamim la Abba Sha'ul. And the Chachamim, who deny the halacha of Mitzas Hayoyim Kekulo in general, under these circumstances, Modim Chachamim L'Abba Shaul Kishechal Shmini Shelo Lios B'Shabbos Erev HaRegel Shemutar L'Galeach B'Erev Shabbos. So, under those circumstances, he should have shaved on Erev Yom Tov. On Erev Shabbos, rather. On Erev Shabbos. What's the problem? So the Gemara answers, Lo Tzricha, what's the case? Shechol Shvi'i Shelo Lios B'Shabbos Erev HaRegel. The Levi was on Sunday. The seventh day of his Shiva was on Shabbos. So saying Mitzas Hayon Kekulo doesn't get you very far. And as a result, he had no alternative but to shave on Chol HaMoed. And that's the case which this Braisa states, HaKohen veHa'ovel. So right now the Braisa elaborate on the Ovel. That's the case during which an Ovel is permitted to shave on Chol HaMoed. However, what I want to do for the balance of the night is to examine the halacha of Mitzas Hayom Kekulo. It is a major source, a major discussion in three different mesechtos. Obviously, Moed Katan here. It's in relationship to Zava in Maseches Nida, and in relationship to Nazirus in Maseches Nazir. So we'll start with the first page of the handout in honor of pitchers and catches arriving tomorrow. Each page is a Yankee pitcher. Even the last page, zero. That's Octavio, what's his name? This new left-handed pitcher, Octavio. They just acquired him in the off-season. He's going to be number zero.
Catchers get no mention? Only
catchers didn't get any mention this time. Yeah. No. So, the Torah in Parshas Mitzora elaborates on several types of bleeding that both men and women can observe, can experience. And the Torah, in relationship to women, has two sets of halachot. One is normal menstrual bleeding, and that is accompanied by various physiological phenomena that a woman is aware of, that she's not going through her normal menstrual cycle. And then there is bleeding that doesn't take, that takes place during the non-menstrual cycle. And that's what the Torah identifies as zava. Zava. According to the Rambam, there is a cycle of 18 days that a woman goes through. Seven days of Nida, and then 11 potential days of Zava. That's the Rambam's theory. But anyhow, the cycles are not relevant for tonight. All we're going to see is how the Torah establishes the separation between husband and wife during these particular times. So in Pasuk Yutet of this parak, the Torah starts, V'isha kihiye zava, dam yihiye zova bivsara, shivat yamim tihiye benidata, v'chol hanogeya ba yitma'ad ha'arev. This is a situation of what's called regular menstrual bleeding, dam nida. She remains tmei'ah for 7 days, and here the Torah does not elaborate on the prohibition of a relationship between husband and wife during nida. That the Torah says for Vayikra chapter 18, where the Torah states that a woman is not permitted to have relations with her wife during the 7 days, during her Nida period. However, Nida period, according to the Oraisa law, does not require any counting of days and does not require a period of 7 clean days. All she has to do from the time she experiences the beginning of her cycle is 7 days lapse. She goes to the mikveh and she's tohara to her husband. End of discussion. That's the law of Nida as it appears in the Torah. That's Pasuk Yutet. And there are other guidelines in terms of tumah. Anybody who touches her becomes tameh. Anybody who sits on the bed which the nida sat becomes tameh, and so on and so forth. Anybody who touches a chair that she sat on, all of this is not really necessarily related to our discussion tonight. Now, because it says shivat yamim tihiye benidata, she shall remain in her state of nidut for 7 days, the halacha of miktsas hayoim kikulo does not apply to nida. Does not apply. So if she were to reach her 7th day and then go to the mikveh during the day, that would be a no-no. Because she has to remain bin tihiye midinata benidata shivat yamim. And as a result, it is our practice, based on this law, that women go to the mikveh at night. Only go to the mikveh at night. Not during the day. And they can't use the principle of mitzvah hayon kikulo, of allowing God to go in this, because it says shivat yamim tiya benidata. Yes.
But on the front end, it does count.
Okay, we're going to see about that. That's going to be a major discussion. Our practice is that it does count. But there are going to be Rishonim who will say you can never apply Mitzvah Hayom Kikulo at the front end. We will see. That's part of tonight's discussion. Then, if you go to Pasuk Chaf Hei for a minute, the Torah writes, V'isha ki yazuv zov dama yamim rabim bilo eit nidata. If she has this flow of blood not during her menstrual time, bilo eit nidata. So now there are two different, this is called a zava. Now the Torah is going to describe two types of zava. One is called zava ketana, which means if she sees this bloody show on one day. So, okay, so she's tameyah that day, next day she's tahora. If she sees it a second day, that's still zava ketana, fine. But if she sees it three consecutive days, then it is now initiating a period of Zava Gedola. And the halacha of Zava Gedola is as follows. It's in Pasuk Chavches. V'im tohara mizova v'safrala shivas yamim v'achar titar. She has to count 7 days and then she can be clean. And v'achar titar is darshaned that she can be clean, she can be cleansed as long as there was no bleeding during the 7 days. It's not just counting 7 days. It's counting 7 days, which we call Yemei Tohara, clean days. Clean days of no bleeding. And we today can all blame Rabbi Zeira, who made a famous statement that Benois Yisrael Hechmiru Alatzman, all of the Jewish women were machmir upon themselves to conduct themselves that whenever they engage in some type of bleeding, they do not reckon and decide it based on the laws of Nida, but they decide it based on the laws of Zava. That's what they were machmir upon themselves. And therefore, today, in order to for husband and wife that to resume marital relations, because for us today, this section of the law is not relevant, because we don't care if somebody's tamei or tahor, because the only consequence of being tamei and tahor is to enter upon the mikdash or to consume kachim. That's the only consequence. There's no kachim today. Most people are not going on harabayas, and if they do, you have to be concerned about this, no doubt. Men as well have to be concerned. If you're going on the harabais, you have to go to the mikvah first. And so this parsha is not tarot. The only consequence is husband and wife having marital relations. So since the Benos Yisrael have been machmir upon themselves to treat their regular midah experience as with the laws of Zava, so therefore, Chachamim said, most women will have a flow of 5 days, and then you start counting your 7 days. You do examinations each day. If you have it, if you notice a blood show on any of the things, you have to start over again, and creates a separation of husband and wife, minimally 12 days, sometimes longer. And the Ramban already asked, do we have the right to tell Rab Zeira, Benois Yisrael in my generation are not being machmir upon themselves any longer, and they want to be treated exactly with the laws of Nida? Means they begin their period 7 days later to go to the mikveh no matter what, and it's all over. If the Ramban had answered in the affirmative, we would have a lot more peace and tranquility. But the Ramban said we can't get rid of Rav Zeira's din. Yeah.
What is the historical source of Rav Zeira's Benos Yisrael? I mean,
he just said.
But do we see anything historically that says?
No. He didn't give any empirical evidence. There were no statistics. It's just an observation that he made. And as to why they may have done so, it's a good question. We know the explanations given is because no one wanted to engage in having marital relations or in the state if they were concerned with the Mikdash and touch upon an Issa Kares. So since having husband and wife relations is punished by Kares, they wanted to be 100% sure. Okay, the reason why, if somebody would be brave enough to challenge the Ramban, why it would make sense not to be Machmir, is because every woman will tell you, she knows exactly what's menstrual bleeding and what's not menstrual bleeding. Everyone. Because, as I said, there are physiological changes that, first of all, tell her period's coming, And during the time, they know it. So to claim that this is bleeding, that is not, that this is Zava and this is not, it's a difficult, but there's nothing we can do about it. Fine. Now, here it does not say, Tihiyeh b'ni data. It does not say she has to be 7 days tameh. In her Zava. So, we're going to see now a machloikis. Turn the page. It's page 57. Whose number is that? Who is 68, first of all? Come on. Betances. Who's 57? Come on. Yankee fans, you got to know something. Chad Green. Yesterday was such a boring day in sports, so I just flipped on MLB Network for a second, and they were arguing who are the 10 best relievers. So the 3-4 guys got the list. So one guy put Chad Green as number 8 in the list. Everybody had, what's his name?
Rivera.
Who?
Rivera.
No, it's today. Only today. So they all had, Chapman, of course. Okay. So anyhow. So now, if you look at the Gemara, this is a Gemara in Nida Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Desanya, we learned in a Braisa. Achar Titar. After this, she should Achar Titar. 7 days lapse. V'achar Titar. That's what it says. Achar Titar.
That's the next pasuk.
What?
Chavchet.
Yeah, we read it.
Yeah.
We read Chavchet.
Yeah.
Chavchet.
Yeah.
V'achar titar. Yes. Says achar. Achar likulan. What does achar titar mean? After all of these days that have been observed as tahara. Shelo tehe tuma machseket beinegen. No interruption of any of these days with tuma. Right? That's the Tanakama's drash. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Achar Titar, Achar Maaseh Titar. After the action of what? Immersion, what happens to her automatically? She becomes Tahor. And when can that take place? On the 7th day. Aval Omru Chachamim. Asur la'asot kein shema tavoli de safek. If a woman's going to immerse on the 7th day, thinking, you know what? I've gone 6 days and everything's been fine and dandy, so I expect that the rest of the day is what? Going to be clean as well. So why go at night to the mikvah, which is dangerous, and so on and so on. I'll immerse during the day, and as soon as nightfall arrives, I'll be able to resume having marital relations. But mid the oraisa, she is permitted to go ahead and to what? and to immerse on the seventh day. And Rabbi Shimon didn't say that she shouldn't. Only the Chachamim said she shouldn't in case she has a Ri'iyah after she went to the mikvah. So the Gemara goes on to explain. So all the Rishonim explain. What's Rabbi Shimon's opinion based on? Mikzas Hayoim Kikula. That once she observes the beginning of the seventh day, Bitahara, she has now fulfilled the seventh day. And we're going to show a critical machlokes how to interpret this phrase. For right now, that's all you need. So once she's into the seventh day, she can already jump into the mikvah. And that's what Rabbi Shimon says. V'achar titar. After the ma'aseh of tefillah, she's now tahor. And if you're going to, even if she's, Rabbi Shimon will say, even if she sees blood again, it's not going to be soser all of the others. We'll explain why a little later. So Rabbi Shimon says, lichatchila, she's allowed to immerse on the seventh day after daybreak. After daybreak. For some reason, we always apply mitzvahs hayoyim kikulo, not at the beginning of the halachic day, but mitzvahs hayoyim means what?
Yep.
Daytime. Only daylight hours. By Avelus, I don't know why. Yes. Any question?
If a woman sees blood, the very first time she sees it, it's the afternoon. Does that count as a whole day?
Yes.
She sees it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Good. So, according to many, the answer is yes. Why? Again, we will say, as you pointed out, mitzvah sayon kukula. Exact. That counts as day number one. And for those who would say, we don't use the beginning day, indeed, she has to wait till tomorrow. That's day one. That's correct.
What is the Tanakhama arguing with Reb Shimon, or is there they're learning two different points?
Different points. How to interpret the phrase achar titar.
So the Tanakhama is learning the point that there could be no bleeding at all. That's his point.
That's correct.
He's not commenting on mitzvah yom kippur at all.
No, he might be. He might be saying it's all 7 days. And we'll see, as we just saw in our Gemara here, the Chachamim don't believe in mitzvah yom kippur. The Tanakhama over there might not believe in mitzvah yom kippur either. Yeah.
They don't believe because he says Shema Tavoli Dei Safik, right? So he's concerned
No, that's the Chum coming out of Rabbi Shimon.
Right.
He's asking about the Tanakhama, who darshaned this completely differently.
So according to Rabbi Shimon, can she see blood intermittently and just count 7 days?
No, everybody says she can't see blood during the 7 days. Everyone,
Where did Rabbi Shimon learn that from? I'm confused.
Saying after she jumped into the mikvah,
Rabbi Shimon doesn't learn that from
the
Talmud. Where did you learn that from?
He doesn't disagree with that halacha.
But he only says so on the seventh day only is what the Rabbi Shimon is not concerned about.
That is correct, because
okay.
Because he learns it from the pasuk itself. In tahara mizova v'safala shivas yamim. If she wants to be tahar, there's got to be 7 days of tahara. Tahara mizova. How does she gain purity from her zivut? Counting 7 clean days. That's what he reads. He reads the pasuk. Yeah.
So two things. First of all, he's reading from shivat yamim as being that's against the 7 days. Because it says 7 days on the pasuk, that's what you get said. I mean, the 7 complete days.
Yeah, that's a pasuk. It says shivas yamim.
So we always, to be devil's advocate, we talk about shavuos. Anytime he says that, we have to add the word tamimos to have shivas yamim. Otherwise, we wouldn't know it's shivas seven months. Anytime he says a number, since when is it a full seven a full number? We don't.
It says
sheva
shabbosos.
We only say. Tmimot,
and if the word tmimot didn't appear, we would also know it's 7 weeks.
But that's, I thought, why we go seven. That's why we know 7 full weeks, as opposed to, I don't know, 6.5 weeks or six weeks and.
It says basukas teishu shivas yamin. Doesn't say tmimos. It means eating the sukkah 7 days. We know what that means. 7 full days. That's the simple pshat. Shivas yamin matzos tochelu means eat matzah 7 days. Lo seyachel chametz. Yeah.
So the suffix that so Rav Shimon basically the only difference from the Tanakam is that he allows the woman to go in the morning.
Correct.
But he agrees that if she does see blood, she's not tahor.
When does she see blood?
After she went to the mikvah.
No. He believes she's tahor.
And then what's the suffix the rabbis are concerned about then?
The rabbis are not in agreement with him.
So they agree with the Tanakhama then?
No. They agree with the Tanakhama, would allow her to go to the mikvah, but if she would experience bleeding afterwards, that's going to eradicate what happened.
That's what the Tanakhama says or the rabbis say?
That's what the rabbis say.
I'm sorry. Well, so
we don't know about the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama didn't say anything about that. The Tanakhama just said the 7 days have to be without interruption. No bleeding.
And Rabbi Shimon agrees to that statement.
100%. But the last day, says Rabbi Shimon, you can say that the Shivas Yomim are completed through Mitzvah Hayayim.
So let's say she saw blood in the morning before she went to the mikvah.
Everybody says she's Tmeya.
Even Rabbi Shimon.
The whole, nobody on this planet.
But if she happened to get to the mikvah first, Rabbi Shimon would allow her to have.
Correct.
And the rabbis say,
Midarabbanan, we don't want you to do that because it's going to risk something. Rabbi Shimon doesn't agree with the risk factor.
What's the risk according to the rabbis?
That in case she bleeds after the mikvah, it's going to retroactively nullify.
And she's going to think she's tahor because she went to the mikvah.
Correct.
Okay.
We'll see what the kernel of the machloikis is.
So yes. According to Rabbi Shimon, then, if she sees blood based on the theory of mitzvah hayom kippurah, then it would really be a tumah katana.
No.
So what does he say if there's... So what happens afterwards?
So let's operate like the Rambam's genius, that after she goes through... it's probably the beginning of her menstrual bleeding. That's all. But it's not zava gedola. It's not the continuation of the previous physiological event. It's a new one, whether it's Zava again or Nida, but it's not the old one is abandoned. Finny. And we're going to see how we interpret the Machla. What does Mitzvah Sayon Kikulo? There are two ways to interpret it, and that's going to be one of the kernel of the debates between the Shrav Shimon. Yes.
If she bleeds on the seventh day, doesn't she have to restart the count?
Again? Not according to Rav Shimon. If she went to the mikvah,
I understand. But even,
if she didn't go to the mikvah
before the mikvah, according to the Rabbanan, anytime
everybody the day, says that.
But that's not a new zava. She has to recount
correct,
the previous one
because she never completed.
She never completed.
But
seven
according
days.
To Rabbi Shimon, she completed the seventh day.
I get it, but I thought you were saying that
no.
She's starting a new thing.
That's he asked. What happens if she went to the mikvah and started bleeding
afterwards?
That's a new thing.
Okay.
That's not the chacham. He doesn't care about the chachamim's concern.
I get it. Okay.
Got it.
Halachically, what differentiates a nido from a zava?
Halachically,
yes.
We just described a huge difference. A nida does not have to have shiva nikiyim, doesn't have to do a hefsek tara, doesn't have to do bedika, nothing. She counts 7 days. After the 7 days, she goes to the mikvah, end the discussion. That's it.
And if there's
don't have to wait 5 days to start the shiva nikiyim. It's a 7 day separation according to Torah law, and that's it. It's a huge difference.
And if there's blood on the seventh day of the nida. After she's counted, just
makes no difference. No difference. She goes to the mikvah after the seventh day, no matter what.
She's still to her.
And she is permitted to her husband. And she is to Hova. She can walk on the Harabais. Now, yeah. Now go to page 54, Chapman. Where the Rashba writes, the Rab Yosi lo amar elo b'sof minyan. Rab Yosi's introducing of mitzvahs hayon kikulo is only at the end of the days. Avo betchilas minyan o beemtziiso lo amar. He never said anything in the middle of the count, or even at the beginning of the count. Vitame de Rabbi Yosi, mishum de kevon shehi yicholal litbol, beetzem hayom, beemsa hayom, since she is permitted to immerse in the middle of the day, Vaharehi muteres leba'ala dvar Torah, and she is now permitted to her husband based on Torah law, heich tit mo'ena le'achar mikan. How can we, what, disqualify and say she becomes tummy again after immersion in the mikvah? Avol be'emtza sfira utchila sfira, da'afilu kisha avar hayom kula betahara, eina tahora, heich yehei mitzasol kekula. At the beginning, even if she doesn't experience any bleeding after she started this period, or in the middle, she goes through a whole clean day, is that going to make a muteres labala? No. So anytime there is not going to be a significant halach change as a result of a day, mitzvah hayom doesn't apply. When do we apply mitzvah hayom kekulo? If at that day some halachic change is going to take place. So, yeah.
Status change.
But a status change, correct.
Would you apply this to Davis also?
We're going to see. We're going to see. I said we're going to talk about three different types of situations. Yeah.
Who decided? Where did that three types of situations come from, as opposed to any other types of counting? Who decide? Where did that it comes from? Velus or Nida or Zava?
Who do you mean? Who created Mixus Hayom?
I mean, this is an Isser Kares. I mean, you think it would be a significant? You wouldn't just like play around with it.
I'm not saying he's playing around with it. You're asking me who created Mixus Hayom?
Yeah, so why don't you say with Yontif?
I've not seen anybody quote a pasuk, even though he's saying the Achar Tatar is the pasuk for it. That as soon as she is what? Jumps into the mikveh, achar ma'aseh, jumping to tar, she should become tar.
You don't know when he's...
It's not the end of the seventh day yet. Must be mitzvah sayam kekulo. That's what Rabbi Yossi learned it out. Yeah. Okay, page 34. That's the next one. Yeah. So, yeah. Now, there is another, anybody who might disagree with Rabbi Shimon, such as it appears the Tanakhama, who don't seem to acknowledge this halacha, according to many Rishonim, it's because they deny the halacha of Mitzvah Hayom Kekula. However, it is possible to suggest that they don't go that far as disagreeing completely with the concept of Mitzvah Hayom Kekula. And the reason why is we can say as follows. Whenever you have a time period during which the halacha governs those specific days, you can look at them, a 7-day period, for example, is that each day is a separate time period, which just happens to repeat for 7 days. Or you can say, no, there is a unit of 7 days. A unit of 7 days. So everybody will agree, everyone will agree, that if you look at any day independently, a one-day halacha, we shouldn't even ask this question. Why don't we say mitzvah hayon kikulo batisha b'av? That would be good. You know, you say a kinnis in the morning, and you go eat. Mitzvah hayon kikulo. It's an avelus halacha. So why don't we apply mitzvah hayon kikulo to tisha b'av? The answer is no. Because on a one-day item, mitzvah hayom doesn't apply. Mitzvah hayom applies where, as the pasuk says, milos yemei tohara. When there is a unit, a completion of a unit, the last day of that unit now applies to halacha mitzvah hayom kukula. So some Rishonim believe that by Nida, and even Zava, I could say, it's not that there is a unit of 7 days. The unit is one day. Except that that particular unit has to be repeated for 7 days. But there is nothing saying that this is a 7-day observance, a 7-day unit. Each day is to be examined independently, and because it's examined independently, so as we said, if it's only a one-day thing, mitzvah hayom kikulo doesn't apply. Well, here there are 7, one single day. Therefore, the halacha mitzvah hayom kikulo doesn't apply. What you gain from that explanation is that you are not compelled to say that in other areas of halacha, where there is a unit conceptually, they might agree that mitzvah hayom kikulo does exist. It's just that I don't apply it in this situation. Or you can say that the Tanakhama disagree with it completely. And wherever there is a discussion of mitzvah hayom kikulo, they're joining the bandwagon, the halacha never exists. Never exists. Keep this in mind, because we will see it applicable in the next example that we give. This is page 34. What? You'll find right now. That might be a machlokes. The Rambam will give two possible cases. So the Mishnah says in Maseches Nazir, on page 34, Stam Nazirus Lamed Yoyim. Ordinary Nazirus, unless specified to the contrary, is 30 days. Asks the Gemara, Nohani Mili, how do I know this halacha? Omar Rav Masna, Omakra, Kadosh Yihyeh, a Nazir shall be declared holy. Yihyeh b'gematria klosim. The word Yihyeh is the numeric value is 30. Very nice. So it's 30. That's why gematria, people study gematrias all day. You learn out halachas from gematrias.
Very lumdus.
Very lumdus. Barpada Omar, Barpada says, no. Kineged Nazir Nizra Hoamurim Batora Lamid Choser Achas. You know how many days Nazirus is? 29. Not really 30. Because if you count the word, either Nazir, Neder, Lahazir, Nizro, any form, you count that in chapter 7 of Sefer Bamidbar, where all the laws of Nazirus are, count all the words, and Rashi in the Gemara lists every single one of them. There are 29 words. So therefore, he believes that Nazirus is Shloshim Chaserachas. It's Shloshim, like many times the Mishnah rounds off. It does that many times. That's why the Torah writes, even the Torah does it. Arba'im Yakenu, you give 40 lashes. You don't give 40 lashes, you give 39 lashes. The Torah says, B'shivim Nefesh Yardu Avosecha Mitzrayma. There weren't 70 people, there were 66. But we always round off. always round off. Fine. The Rav Masna, Nami Nelef Minazir Nizro, etc., etc. Why doesn't he learn that out? He says, Hahul the Drasha, he's using that for a different Drasha. Okay. So keep this in mind right now. Next page for a minute.
Who's 34?
Who is 34? What? Who's 34? Let me see. I knew it when I put it on.
I'm sorry.
You don't want to push it on. Can we ask Siri?
Yeah, I can ask Siri. It's not past
Siri.
What do you say? Well, you know, 19 is Tanaka.
Hap.
Oh, Hap. J. Hap. That's it. Okay.
Google's pretty good, too.
Okay, good. Yeah. He's good. Says the Gemara on Amud Beis in Nazir Tinan, we learned in a Mishnah, Stam Nazir Shloshim Yad. Fish Lama L'Rav Masna Icha. According to Rav Masna, who says that it's 30 days, that's exactly what the Mishnah said. Why? Because the word Yehiya is the Gematria 30. El Barpada Tasha. According to Barpada, the Zerus is only what? 29 days. So why does the Mishnah say 30 days? Amalachar Barpada. Aidi the Ika Yom Tlosin. The Migaleach Umevi Karbanosav. Mishim Hachi Tana Shloshim. Since on the 30th day he takes his haircut and he brings his karbon, so he's still involved in to some degree of Nazirus, so the Mishnah just wrote 30 days. But the nihug of Nazirus, not to drink wine and not to be mitamei lameis, is only 29 days. Tanan, the Gemara continues, Misha Amar Hareini Nazir, guy made a statement and he says, Hareini Nazir, Migaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. He takes a haircut on day number 31. Bishlam alarav masna nicha. Because he has to observe of Nazirus 30 days, takes the haircut, day number 31. Ela barpada kasha. Amalacha barpada. Ema seifa. Well, you only quoted half the Mishnah. The halacha, the other Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, in gilach liyom shloshim yotza. If you take a haircut after 30 days, you are yotze as well. You are yotze as well. Ella seifa mesayale. The second half of the braisa certainly supports barpada. Reisha naase keomer shleish shleimin. The first part of the Mishnah, which said that you have to wait till 31. It's talking about a certain case. How did the guy say Hareini Nazir? L'shloshim yom shleimin. I want to become a Nazir for 30 complete days. Okay. Es the Gemara ula Rav Masna kasha seifa. According to Rav Masna, the seifa is difficult. Because the seifa said that if he took his haircut on day number 30, b'di'evet is yotze. How could he take his haircut? He's not finished his nazirus yet. Answers the Gemara. Kasavra, mitzvah sayon kukulo. Must be that Rav Masna holds the last day, mitzvah sayon kukulo. Fine. Now what about Barpada? If Barpada were to hold mitzvah sayon kukulo, so then, when would you be able to end your Nazirus?
Day
29. Not day 30, day 29. So, many Rishonim say, turn the page to page 40. That's, everybody knows, that's Severino. Here is the Mishnah that the Gemara had quoted. Mi sha'amar hareini nazir megaleach shloshim ve'achad. Im gilach liyom shloshim yatza. Hareini nazir shloshim yom. Im gilach liyom shloshim lo yatza. If he says, I want to be a nazir for 30 full days, then he cannot go ahead and what? And take his haircut on day number 30. That's the Mishnah which we just quoted. So take a look on page 19, Tosfos, who comments about Bar Papa. That's Tanaka. Ulrav Masna Kasha Sefer answered the Gemara, Kosova Mixes Ayun Kikula. Ula Bar Pada Lesle Mixes Ayun Kikula. De Imkain Afilu Beyond Chof Tes Im Gilach Yotza. Even if he took a haircut on day number 29, he should be able to be Yotze. Why? Because when was the Naziris over? The 29th day in the morning. Why does the Mishnah say that lechatchila he has to wait at least to day number 30? Why? Must be that Bar Pada denies the halacha of mixas hayon kikula. And that's why only im gilach biyom shloshim. That's okay. But not biyom choftas. The 29 days have to be completed and then you can take your haircut the next day. So we have another Amora who disagrees with the principle of Mixas Hayom Kikula. Yeah.
Earlier on page 34 of you said Stam Naziris is 30 days unless otherwise specified.
That's what he said. Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom. Then it's got to be 30 complete days.
So can somebody say Hareini Nazir 20 days? He's saying unless otherwise specified.
Okay, I don't remember if there's Ein HaNazirus Pachas Mishloshim Yom.
Right.
I think it's got to be a minimum of 30 days.
I'm just asking.
But he says Hayom Chemish, if he's 50 days, then it's 50 days.
Ah, so he can do more.
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
Yes.
So we had the same focus like a couple pages ago with Nidoin about Mixas Hayom Kikulo.
By what?
Then we had the same focus. That there was like a case where they were 30 days, and then one guy wanted to get him set before the 30th day was up. But he thought it was Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, and then he thought it was not Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. Didn't we like learn that a page ago in Moed Katan?
He thought it was.
Didn't we learn that a page? Didn't we learn that in on Tet Zayin? Wasn't there a case? A Tet Zayin on the bit in the big top.
Yeah.
Like 10.
Yes. The Gemara quoted there a machloikis whether mixes hayom kikula or not.
So how come? But it was a one guy that thought, I guess it was he wasn't sure what the halacha was.
Right.
And it's not based on any of these. I mean, what did he?
No, they didn't. The Gemara didn't charge. Didn't choose to elaborate and discuss the whole mixes hayom kikula. It'll get to it late. This sugi of Abashon the Chachamim, its basis is daf yutes, two blot later. That's where the Gemara will elaborate a little. But,
does this apply to Mitzara as well?
What do you mean?
In terms of when the Mitzara...
Might be. It might be. I haven't seen any discussion about it, but I don't see any reason not. Take a look at page 65. Where the Rambam writes, Ha'omer Hareini Nazir, Harezen Migaleach Tiglachas Tahara, Yom Echad Shloshim. Somebody just writes Hareini Nazir, he takes his haircut on day number 31. Ve'im Gilach Biyom Shloshim, Yatza. Omar Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom, Eino Megaleach Elo B'Yom Echad U'Shloshim. So in the first case, the Rambam says, you say Mixas Hayom Kikula. But If what? If a guy says, I want to be a Nazir for Shloshim Yom, then he's indicating, I'm not interested in what? In Mitzvah Hayom, anything.
One.
I want to, that's what the Lashon indicates.
In 30 days.
I understand. But the Gemara in Nedarim and Nazir operate on the principle that Hakol Holech Achar Lashon B'nei Adam. In the Rambam understood that when you make a point, you could have just said Harani Nazir and you would have been a Nazir for 30 days. So why did he say Harani Nazir Shloshim Yoim? To emphasize, I want it to be 30 complete days. Yeah.
But if it's stam, it's only b'dieved that mitzvah yom works. Because he says initially you shouldn't do it on the 30th.
That is correct. That's correct.
Maybe that's a slight difference.
Okay. We'll try to explain that change in the Rambam in a second.
But
it's a good point.
If it's 30 days automatically, the minimum, as he just pointed out, is 30 days, and somebody says, okay, I want to do it for 30 days, what's the difference? He's locked into 30 days no matter what.
But
because of the Naziris, the Stam Naziris.
Okay, no doubt. But the question is he, does he have in mind specifically, do I want day number 30 to go to its expiration? That's the only issue. That's the only issue.
So if he says 50 days, it's always, every other formulation, when he gives a number, it's assumed to be Shleiman.
That is correct. It's only Stam Naziris, Harani Naziris.
So can he? I guess theoretically, he could stipulate, "I want to do 50 days." You know, and
but mitzvah sayon kikulo. Yes, he could.
I assume he could do.
Yeah, really not sure.
I would assume that, like the contract, although there's no such thing as mitzvah sayon kikulo, purely a Torah thing, because of lashon b'nei adam.
I would imagine so. Yeah, if I'm renting you something for 7 days.
So
the car guy says, "Mitzvah Yom Tefillah, got to have it back in the morning."
Hotels do that all the time.
What?
Hotels do that all the time.
They do. They have Mitzvah Yom on both ends.
Yeah.
You can't check in until 3 o'clock.
Until nighttime?
By 11 o'clock, you're out. Yeah. You know, it's you're right. That's correct. Yeah. Now, let me raise a serious question about Mitzvah Yom Kikula. There are two ways to understand this halacha. One, that the halacha is you need kula. But the mitzas equals kula. That's side A of the coin. That the halacha, as stated, requires nihug bikulo. But if you are noheg these things, the mitzas equals kulo. That's the chidush of mitzas ayon kekulo. Alternative B is no. Mitzas hayoim is saying that on the last day, we don't need kulo. It's mitzas hayoim bimkom kulo. Exactly. Substitutes for kulo. And I'm going to show you various sources and cases that will make a very big difference. A very big difference. Very big difference. So take, for example, page 0. The question that many of you raised concerning a woman who goes to the mikvah on the seventh day of her zava and then experiences a bleed thereafter on that very same day after the mikvah. So he writes, does the Tosis Harash in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, who's quoting this halacha in Nida, afilu hachi Tchilas hayom ole lo besofa shim ra'asa biyom zayin le'achar shetovla, if she has a bleeding experience after she immersed, ole lo mitzas oso hayom shvi'i lahashlim minyan zayin nikiyin, What does the halacha of Shiva of Mitzvah Sayyam Kikulo say it?
It equals
Kulo. It equals the what?
Kulo.
It's Kulo. It's the substitute of Kulo. You don't need Kulo. So once you have Mitzvah Sayyam, this Zava period has what happened? It's terminated. It's gone. Just 1 second. Therefore, what happens? The Eina so seres l'mafreya l'Rab Yosi the Amma beperikates it so long. Mitzvah Sayyam Kikulo. Mitzvah Sayyam Kikulo. So you could claim that if you wanted to worry about what did the Chachamim at that time said, you know, I don't think it's a very good idea to do that. They don't understand. It's not that they deny Mitzvah Sayyam Kikulo.
They say it's a substitute.
It's a substitute.
It's not equal.
But if the substitute, what happens? But the halacha technically says, what do I really need? I really need a finish. So if you somehow have a bleed after you go to the mikveh, you didn't finish. Because you wanted the Mitzvah Sayyam to equal the Kulo. Not to substitute for the Kulo. Yeah.
Then why wouldn't Nazir Shloshim Yom work either way? Because it's Kulo. The fact that it's still, you know, day 29, you have the Mitzvah Sayyam, I explicitly said it has to be a full day. All I said was Shloshim Yom.
No, so you ask, that
eliminates side A.
Why? Why does it eliminate?
Because as soon as you have a little bit, it equals Kulo. So even if you articulate, I want this Tmimos, what have you, it's the same thing.
No, we're not going to apply this halacha. That's all. You're saying, I don't want to take advantage of this halacha. That's all. By Nazirus, you can ask the same question. You can ask the same question. If it's Mitzvah Hayom Kikulo, but it's really Kulo, so, you know, so what are you going to do? You're going to drink wine afterwards and say that was retroactive? Okay, maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
But if you believe it really is Kulo,
yeah.
Let the case of Nida, not a Zava, and she went early on the seventh day, why shouldn't would be good? Why would you need 7 complete days? She said, by Nida, we need 7
complete days. Because it's a pasuk. It says, Binidasa Tihiye. That's it. No, it's a Xeris HaKasav. There's no logic. Serious HaKasav.
But it's only after the Master Kulo.
In which case? By Zava. 100%. It says, Ba'achar Titara. That's the basis of Rabbi Shimon. Of course. Only, of course.
Right, but so in other words, if she were to see it in the Mitzvah Hayom, but didn't do Tefillah yet.
There is no act of Tahara yet. Correct.
But how do we know when, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Tefillah can take place? How do we know it's in the morning?
Because it always, all tefillos are during the day.
Unless, you know, just before it's
before Shkia or
something.
Yeah.
That's the way Rabbi.
And then the concern is that the Chachamim is a half an hour, you know, something.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
The Rashba we learned before, he points out, the Rabbi Yossi words, Achar Ti Taher means that he does the Master Tefillah. It can be any time during that last day. That's the way he learns it.
Yeah.
Right.
Correct.
So that's
100%. Right. So, assuming that this is correct, we see that the Tosfos HaRosh believes that side A of the coin is the way to understand Mitzvah Sayyam Kikulo. And I'll give you another halakha where the exact same dilemma plays out. We all know that there is a halakha of Rubo Kikulo. So the same yeshivish hachakira applies. When we hold ruba kikulo, does it mean you need kulo? Right? Take, for example, shchita. Right? So when you shech the kane and the vesha, the esophagus and the trachea, how much of the simanim have to be cut? So the Al Pidin, you can say you have to cut both of them completely. But the halacha is rubo kikulo. Rubo is kikulo. Or do we say no? The chiddush of rubo kikulo is that when you have roiv,
you don't need.
That's all you need. You don't need anything else. You don't need anything beyond that. The halacha suffices with rov. I don't have an example that would show you the clear-cut difference. But the same long, but there's got to be differences. But the same conceptual lomdusha difference is here in relationship to mixus ayin kekula, to mixus ayin kekula, and this is how we apply it to avelus as well. We apply it to avelus based on mixus ayin that in relationship to the last day of Avelus, you can look at it both ways. You really needed the halacha observed all day, but Mitzvah Hayayim says it's enough, it's considered like Kulo. Or you say no, Mitzvah Hayayim is bin kol Kulo. As soon as Mitzvah Hayayim is observed, that's all you need. You didn't need the rest of the day. When we get through Daf Yutes and the Gemara elaborates on this machloikis, maybe we'll be able to figure out again a case or two that might make a difference whether I hold A or B in this particular regard.
We also hold it at the beginning of Shiva too. Avelus we apply at the beginning as well.
Okay, so we always apply Mixus Hayayim at the beginning as well. However, there are shitos that say we don't, and I'll tell you the source for it. It's a Gemara Nida as well. There were binos kusim, the Gemara says, who on the day of when they had a day of what was the case? Binos kusim. Something accounting the beginning. Yeah. It was talking about Zava Katana. So they had a Re'iyah in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning. Okay. So 2 hours later, no bleeding any longer. So they used Mixus Hayon Kikulo. Okay, that was my Yemei Tuma. And the rest of the day is going to be what? My Yemei Tara. And start Mixus Hayon started the Tara right there and then. And the Chachamim said, no, you have to wait until tomorrow to observe Yemei Tara. And the Gemara says that they relied on Mixus Hayon Kikulo. And some say that the reason why some Rishonim don't want to accept Mixus Hayon Kekula at the beginning is because that was the rejection of this Binos Kusim who believed it under those circumstances. But in practice, we use it all the time.
Bris. We count the 8th day of a Bris, don't we also?
Yes, 100%. And the first day of a Bris.
Mechal Shabbos.
Isn't that
everything, exactly. The first day, a baby's born 1 minute before Shkia, he's 1 day old. Mixus Hayayim. We use Mixus Hayayim Kekula at the beginning for Avelus purposes. If the Avel sits Shiva for 5 seconds before Shkia Sachama, day number one is here. Mixus Hayayim Kekula. Right? No doubt.
That's how Bnei Israel got screwed up with the Chet HaEgel. They used Mixus Hayayim Kekula. But they did the wrong way.
Right.
Shem held the other way.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Stop here. Continue with the Gemara again next week. Next week.